A big hello to you out there. My name is Tim Hewen, and this is Tennis Mentality, where we focus on making you the best tennis player you can be and also the best person you can be, because we want you to succeed in sport and also in life. Thank you for listening. Folks, I've recently been on a journey of self-discovery, of finding out who I am and what I'm all about, what my purpose is, what my passion is. And you know what? Throughout that discovery, I found a new career, which I'm passionate about, and I'm very excited about it. You know, I'm excited because it allows me to improve the health, wealth, and success of the people I work with. You know, it mostly revolves around health and helping people improve their health and being able to maintain that health. But what also gets me excited is that now I've learned some new concepts, some new techniques that I can share with you that will help you enhance your performance. Yes, enhance your performance. I'll speak a little bit about that later. But for right now, I want to talk to you about a quote I read recently. And it said this: circumstances don't make a man, circumstances reveal the man. Circumstances don't make a man, circumstances reveal the man. Let me give you an example. You know, through this new career, I've learned this technique on how to remove the mental and emotional blocks in people so that they can achieve their goals in health and wealth. Now, since I've just started it, I'm building my new business. And so, as I'm building this business, you know, I've got no clients. And so, the CEO of the company that I learned this technique through was coming to Australia to give a seminar on exactly what this technique was and how it can help people. And now, you see, I'm currently the only person in Australia that is certified to do this technique. So, you know, so you'd think I'm getting excited, right? Because I'm thinking, this is game, set, match. Because he'll come to Australia, he'll talk about it, he'll get people excited about it, and then he'll tell them that I'm the only person in Australia that can do it. You know, it's like, it's a home run, right? It's like being the only tennis coach in Australia, and then Roger Federer comes to Australia to give a seminar on tennis and the benefits of getting tennis coaching. It's like, it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win, right? So I go to the seminar with hundreds of business cards, getting ready to be swamped by hundreds of people. And so I sit there, and there's like 70 people in there. I'm thinking, that's okay. It wasn't the hundreds of people I thought would come, but, you know, 70 is good. And so I'm sitting there listening to the seminar, and I'm thinking, yep, these people want this treatment that I can give them. You know, these people are getting excited for sure. And so the day goes on, and he keeps talking about it. He keeps explaining about it, people getting excited, you know, but there's still no mention of me. I'm thinking, that's okay. He'll probably mention me at the end of the seminar. And so he reaches the end of the seminar, and I'm thinking, he's got to tell them about me now. And then guess what happened? Not one word. You know, not one word he says about me. You know, in fact, I had to get up in front of the audience and tell them that I was the only person in Australia that could do it. You know, and like I said before, I thought I'd get swamped by people. Guess how many people came up to me? A handful. Like 5 came up to me asking for my business card. And out of that 5 people, I got 1 client. 1 new client. Now, circumstances, let's go back to the quote real quick. The quote would say, circumstances don't make the man. All right. Now looking at these circumstances, it would show that it was a complete failure, that no one came up, and my business building day was an absolute complete failure. Do you understand? But let's finish the quote. Circumstances don't make the man, circumstances reveal the man. So what did I do? I mean, because think about it. This was the day where I built my business, where I hinged on this seminar to build my business. But how did I react to this? How did I respond to this? What did it reveal about me? You see, what I did was I looked at it, I said, look, I don't need this guy. I don't need this seminar to help me build my business. I've got what it takes. I can do this myself. I'm gonna do it. That's it, period. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to build this business. In fact, you know what? Good this happened. It's good I got only one client because now I can have this massive success story in 2, 3 years' time, maybe even 1 year time when I can say, yeah, I built this business from the ground up. I had one person, and from that one person, I built to hundreds and thousands of people. You see, that's how you respond to circumstances, folks. You don't, circumstances don't make the man, right? I didn't let that affect me, right? Circumstances reveal the man, right? What it revealed to me was I dig deep. Yeah, in the face of what could be seen as failure, I didn't see it as failure. I saw it as an opportunity to build something even greater. Now, I started rambling a little bit there, but now let me turn it back onto you now. Let me ask you a few questions. Are you a quitter or you're a fighter? When it gets hard, do you buckle under pressure or do you dig deeper? Do you fall down and need someone to help pick you up, or do you pick yourself up and raise yourself even higher? You know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Yes. So now let me ask you, do you get going or do you get stopped? Let me ask you a few more questions. Do you let the wind affect your performance in tennis? The sun, the shadows, your cheating opponent, bad line calls, right? Do you let these affect you? If yes, what does that reveal about you? What does that say about your mental toughness and your ability to refocus, to dig deeper, to get over these circumstances? Right? Do you move on or do you stay stuck in the past? You see, to me, however you react to the circumstances on the tennis courts reveals a lot about how you're going to react to circumstances in life. Right? If things don't go your way, do you get mad and angry? Or do you find a way so that things do start going your way? Are you a victim of excuses of why you lost or why you didn't play well? Or do you take responsibility for your own performance and your own actions? So when you're faced with challenges on court or in life, how do you respond to it? Because it will tell you a lot about who you are. Do you whine? Do you complain? Or do you take charge and take the challenge head on? Folks, I've been there. I've been the one that complained, that whined, that things didn't go my way. And from my experience, really, it doesn't do you any good. You know, the only thing it does, the only thing it does is it makes you feel sorry for yourself. And what kind of person do you want to be if you're always feeling sorry for yourself? I'd rather be a person that takes a challenge, gets out of the challenge, you know, raises myself out of the ditches and be proud of myself. You know, what kind of person do you want to be? Person that's sorry for you and have people that feel sorry for you? Or people that look up to you and go, wow, he was really, you know, digging his own grave, but he got right out of it and now he's achieving more success than he ever has. Right? What kind of person do you want to be? And I'll leave you with that. Folks, it's been my pleasure sharing this with you. I've left you with some things to talk about, to think about. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. If you want to find out about my career and, you know, things that I'm doing now and how it could possibly help you know, I'll be talking more about my new career in my later podcasts. But if you want to know more for right now, you can go to www.myhealthsuccess.com.au. That is myhealthsuccess.com.au. Otherwise, folks, remember, if you can master your mind, then you can master your game, and ultimately, master your life.